Hi, welcome to Sleep Well's podcast. I am your host, Shannon Glenn. In today's episode, I sit down and talk with the creator of the snooze shade, Kara Sayer. Kara created the snooze shade almost 10 years ago. This is a cover that could go over a baby's car seat, a stroller, or a pack and play. I was introduced to this product a couple of years ago when I was looking for something for one of my clients to help them cover a pack and play. They were going to be going to a cabin and we needed something to cover the pack and play so baby could sleep because the cabin was quite bright. And that was how I first learned of this product. What you will learn in today's episode is the very high quality product Kara has created. She sold over 250,000 units over the last several years. And you will learn today when we talk, she put a lot of time and research and effort into creating this product so that she could create a quality product, but also a very safe product. Safety is incredibly important to her, which obviously is always something I like to hear with baby products that are around sleep. So I hope you enjoy this episode today. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely a pleasure.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk with you. I love your product.
Thank you.
Yeah, Emma, I learned about your product a while ago. I was actually searching for a client of mine who was getting ready to go on a holiday, on a trip. And they were going to be staying at a cabin where there was like no curtains on anything in the whole house. And they were like, how am I going to get my baby to sleep in this? There's got to be something out there that covers the pack. And so I found your, I was like, brilliant. This is perfect. And then Emma, your team member, sent me a couple of products. And I have a consultant that works for me that just had a baby.
Fantastic.
She has been using this new shade cover for the car seat and
I think I've seen some pictures. I think, have you posted some pictures of that on Instagram? Yes, I've seen them. I see everything. It's just, it's not always me on social media, but I sit there watching everything.
Awesome. Well, it's very perfect product that many, many families can benefit from with little babies. So I'm grateful that you created it.
Yeah, I'm just sorry I didn't invent the one for the pack and play a bit sooner because I could have done it for myself. But that was the one product. When did I bring it to market? I think I bought that was about 2012 or 2013. Mm. And my daughter was too old by that point.
Yes, my children are 13 and 9. So my children were too old for it as well. And I would have loved the pack and play cover for both of them. That would have been super helpful for when we traveled.
Exactly. Ditto.
That can be so tricky. And do you pronounce your name Kara? Is that correct? Or is it
you
Kara?
Can call me whatever you like. Well, it's Kara if you're English, it's Kara if you're not.
Okay. I appreciate it. I do try to go with what you like to be pronounced. My daughter's name is Regan, and the way that we spell it is the Irish way. My family is really, really Irish, and so we spell it Regan, but in the US they pronounce that Regan. And so anyway, it's often mispronounced, so I always like to make sure I'm fair on everybody's
part. My name's Irish as well, actually. It's Irish and Italian, which is both what my mix is.
Okay, awesome. Well, that's great. Well, and that segues into the first question I wanted to ask you. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I am horrendously old now, it feels, but I'm 47, nearly 48. I'm a mother of one amazing child, Holly, who's now 12, just 12. Oh, so scary. We're entering into teen land next year.
I know. I feel your pain.
I live with Holly. I share custody of Holly because I'm divorced, sadly, but I have a very, very good relationship with my ex-husband, so he lives at the end of my road. I have two cats who sometimes feature on the snooze shade social media. I have Sylvester, who's a black and white, and I have Mimi, who's a kitten, or she's now just a year old, so she's a big fluffy black ball of fluff, basically. And I live in the UK. I live about 20 minutes away from Heathrow. I'm about half an hour outside of central London. My career was always in marketing, PR, events, that sort of thing. And then I had Holly after Holly was actually an IVF baby, took about 4 years before she was born, and a very much loved child, of course, as they all are. But she's our sort of miracle baby. And so basically I had Holly. I was in a wheelchair when I was pregnant with Holly. I had a horrible condition called symphysis pubis dysfunction, which is where your pelvis collapses, basically, and your ligaments are like what we call knicker elastic. I don't know what you'd call it in the States. Very loose. I had to be in a wheelchair. So I was in a wheelchair for about 9 months. And had to learn how to walk again. And it was because of that that I was doing so much walking with the stroller, or pram as we call it, and so that's really how I came up with the sort of the need for Snooshade. Plus, we used to eat out a lot as a family. We used to travel a lot, and Holly, you know, is an absolutely amazing child, but she needed her sleep. So you know, the two didn't always go hand in hand, which was us traveling and her sleeping.
right. And so it was during Holly's infancy, I'm guessing, that you decided to create the Snooshade. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. She was probably about 9 months old, something like that. I think maybe 9 months, a year, possibly. There were a group of friends who all had babies the same age, and we were all sitting in a cafe, and we'd all had something to eat and fed the babies. And then everyone started draping a blanket, hanging a pashmina, putting a cardigan over the pram, you know, trying to help the babies go to sleep. And I just thought, surely there must be something that, you know, can help babies sleep when they're out and about, because it would be really useful if we could have kind of like a blackout blind for the stroller. And then I went and went home, and it sort of stuck with me, and I started looking online. I couldn't find anything that did that. And that's how it all sort of started, really, which is it's still one of those things, weirdly, that I don't really know why I became sort of so obsessed with it, but I just did.
Yeah, saw a need for sure for your own life benefit and your friends, and it went from there, which I think is how a lot of these brilliant products can be made. So what did you decide to go with first? Did you decide to create the cover for the car seat?
So in the UK, we do things a bit differently, which is really interesting, because we always think, oh, we're so similar, but actually we're almost polar opposite in terms of how we use things.
Right.
Because in the UK, we're much more out with the stroller, but that's because we're a smaller country and we tend to walk more. Whereas in the States, it's bigger country, bigger expenses, and people tend to drive more. And also in the UK, we don't use the pack and play in the same way that in the US, Australia, Canada, South Africa, all tend to use them more as a playpen, where you sort of pop baby in when they're awake or whatever. Whereas in the UK, the travel cot is very much all about sleep. It's literally, you just sort of take it with you, drag it out when you have to use it, put it up in the bedroom, put the baby in, and then put it in straight away, and you know, and that's it. So for me, the stroller one was the first one, because that was the one that I needed the most, because I was out there with, I had about three different types of stroller. I had a three-wheeler, I had a four-wheeler, I had one that was supposed to be super light, and actually ended up dumping that one quite soon. It was really just a pain. And you know, we just walk a lot more. We walk a lot more around about. I think it also depends on the states. I mean, I've obviously got a lot of US customers, and so I think like in places like New York, where everyone walks around more, you know, they tend to use the stroller. But like in California, where everyone's driving more, you know, they tend to use the car seat canopy. So the stroller one was the one that I first needed myself. And so I developed that one myself, and I started that. I took it to a trade show. I found a manufacturer. I'm completely safety obsessed. So I design like 9,000% as a mom, and rather than as a product person. So all of my products are actually safe enough for a newborn. And that is really unusual in the baby gear industry, because usually the products are safe enough for a three-year-old. So I had somebody complain the other day, oh, well, if you had longer straps and if you used hooks and if you did this, and I was like, I'm really sorry, but I can't use hooks. They're not safe. They won't pass my safety standards. I can't use long straps because that's an entrapment and strangulation hazard, you know.
Sure.
So, all of my products are designed to kind of beat the safety standards required in the first place, rather than sort of testing afterwards, if you know what I mean. I sort of studied the safety before I designed. So the first one for the stroller was the first one. I developed a prototype. I took it to a trade show in London in 2009. And it was either kind of go to this trade show or go on something like Shark Tank or Dragon's Den, as we have in the UK.
Right.
And I decided that actually I'd rather go to the trade show because I'd be meeting retailers who would be selling to parents who may well have more of an idea of whether or not something would be, used by real parents, you know, not just me. Basically everyone loved the idea. It was, you know, I was blown away by the, and I had orders placed on the spot by, one of our big national retailers. And then that followed with more of our big retailers all ordering, as I sort of set about launching, and it all launched in March, 2010. So that was the first time that it went live officially in stores and, online. And then from that, all the other products have developed. So the car seat canopy came when parents said, oh, but we really love the idea, but we'd like one that fits neatly on the car seat. And, oh, I'd really like one. So you've got the original is designed for babies that are kind of 0 to 6 months. Often it does last longer, but the idea is that baby can't see out because it's when they're flat lying or when they're not sitting up. So they don't mind being covered up. Parents said, oh, but I want one for my child who's sitting up and looking out, and I want them to be able to see out when they're awake and then put help and sleep when they want to. So I developed the Plus and then the Plus Deluxe. And then the Travel Cot one, I can't even remember where that one came from. I think it was probably a mixture of me and other people asking. Again, that one just developed, and I sort of brought that one about, and then I got a request for one for, for double strollers as well. Oh, I'm so sorry. I don't normally sneeze. I developed a version for double strollers, and I've got other products coming out as well. I've got another version for double strollers, which is more designed for babies of different ages so that it doesn't really matter how old they are. So the range has just sort of developed over the last 10 years.
Amazing. And so when you were backing up to the safety that you said you put into a great amount of time and research into, when you were doing that, is that what played a factor into the type of material? Like, how did you know what materials to use to create this?
Well, I wanted something that obviously people use the word breathable, but actually what you actually need is air permeable, because when it comes to fabric, breathable is actually about moisture wicking. So if you're climbing a mountain, you don't want your sweat to get encapsulated within the fabric and make you all sticky. So a breathable fabric is actually about a fabric that allows moisture to dissipate. Whereas actually air permeable is the fabric that I have. I mean, all fabrics that are air permeable are breathable, but not necessarily all breathable fabrics are air permeable. I've become a nerd in many, many ways.
It is amazing how the journey can kind of take some offshoots. I fully understand.
It's quite mental. I basically did some research into it, and I wanted air permeability. I use a mesh, which is a polyester mesh, which doesn't sound very, very glamorous or what have you, but I'm all about function over fashion. So my products like never look particularly gorgeous. I wouldn't ever say that, you know, you'd want to wear one, you know, on a night out.
Sure. Right.
But they said they do what they say on the tin. Basically they're all about darkening the environment for baby, not to a scary level. So they don't completely black out, but actually what's really funny is even babies who normally need like 100% blackout actually are fine. My products block about 94% of light, or they will block 94% of light. But it's because of the fact that baby can't actually latch on visually to anything of any interest. So they can't see mummy or daddy or like the sibling or playground or anything. So jokingly, I do say I bore babies to sleep with Snoo Shade because there's just nothing for them to look at. So they tend to, when they go through their various sleep cycles, even though they do wake up as part of that sleep cycling, it's only very, very intermittent, and they don't see anything to stop them from then just going, oh, go back to sleep again. So they tend to sleep longer using a Snoo Shade as well.
Yes. And I would tell you that from clients that have used it, and also my consultant that's using it, they would all say the same thing for sure. So continuing on with this safety conversation, because I do know that they do have like a zipper And maybe that's on your plus one that you can open.
Well, some,
So,
they're all of, they've all got SIPs actually, because
got
all
it.
of them, because it's really important that a parent is able to easily check in on their baby at all times. So what that means is, you know, if you've got a blanket over the top or something like that, you'd have to lift the whole thing off in order to check on baby. Whereas with Snooze Shade, you can always, there's always a zip that you can just literally undo and just have a look in and make sure everything's okay.
Right, great. Well, and I'm glad that you bring that up because as you noted in the US with car seat sleep, which a lot of us have, or even if they are walking, depending upon where they're living in the US, it can be the car seat is inserted in the stroller as like a hook in. And it is advised that car seat sleep is not unobserved, meaning just that you can check in on babies. So that's great to know that it's on all of them.
To be fair, I think any sleep should be observed.
Right. Absolutely. No question. I actually just did a training earlier today with my consultants discussing, you know, different incline sleepers and other things that are out there on the market that parents are desperate to try for anything to get some sleep that are no-nos. So, fully understand. So then when the shade is totally, you know, closed and zipped, it is air. There is no concern then for air movement. Okay.
No. Because air just moves through it. So it's a mesh. So if you can, basically what you can actually do, a good way of testing it is just to literally put it up against your face and your nose tightly. And what you'll notice is that you can actually breathe through it without any form of, you know, how you don't, when you breathe through like a thicker fabric, you often get that kind of heat blowback on your, you know, you don't get that with Snooze Shade. You literally can just breathe easily through it without even knowing you've got it on your face.
That's great to know. Thank you for making that clear, because I know that is something that people ask about for sure. And so with your products, you mentioned that you have something for a cover for the stroller.
Yes,
a cover for the
two different versions. So I've got two different versions for the stroller. So I've got one version for like little tiny babies, 0 to 6 months. And then I've got a version for 6 months plus.
Mm-hmm. And then is that the same thing that would go on the car seat for those of us in the US? Something
no.
different. Yeah.
No, the car seat is different because obviously a car seat is it's for the infant carrier with the rigid handle. So obviously the cover attaches to the handle, and then you pull the cover around the base of the car seat. So it means you don't have to worry. You can click clunk them in and out of travel systems or cars, etc., without disturbing them if they're having a little nap.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Yeah, which is definitely definitely important. And then your other one is the one for the pack and play.
Yeah, and I've got one for the pack and play as well.
Okay. And I know I was on your website over the weekend, and I know that you on your products have it broke down by age so that people can go on there and see, you know, what they need. And then it also looks like you have it broke down by like weather too, like a summer and a winter one.
No, not really. I've got one. I've just got it broken down by age, that's exactly right. And then I just have it broken down by categories. So like one is for strollers, one is for car seats, one is for pack and plays, just to make it easier for people, depending on what they're looking for. But what I always say with the 0 to 6 month one is that, you know, if you have a particularly nosy baby, you know, some people do, and they don't like to be covered, then in which case go for the older version, because then they can look out and they don't feel quite so, you know, covered over, etc. Whereas if you've got a fairly easygoing, placid baby, I mean, I do have people who are still using the one for 0 to 6 months with children who are like 3 years old. It's not what I would recommend personally, because it won't cover them up properly, because it's a smaller product. So as their legs get longer, you know, they would be out of the shade. But, you know, I'm all for everyone doing what works for them, really, as long as it's safe.
Right, for sure. Yeah. And the one thing that we didn't talk about that is also a part of your product is the sun protection too. You want to talk a little more about that?
Yeah, sure. So one of the things that is really important, I'm very passionate about, is the fact that skin cancer is actually, rates of skin cancer is increasing quite drastically. And I think probably a lot of it comes down, unfortunately, to my generation, because I was born in the 70s. You know, we had heat waves, we were put outside as babies. And, you know, when I was growing up, we used to use olive oil and oil and, you know, all sorts of things, and Hawaiian Tropic with zero. Maybe if you were being really crazy, you'd put on factor two. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I'm now seeing friends of mine who are having things lopped off their faces and arms and legs. Because, you know, there are the actual facts behind it. And this comes from the Skin Cancer Society. is that it only takes one incident of childhood or babyhood, even sunburn, to increase your risk of skin cancer by 50%. And if it happens five times, then you're actually increasing your risk by 80%. And so it's one of the things I'm really passionate about, which is that I see a lot of people walking around with babies exposed to the sun when it's bright, and I don't think they really, you know, they're like, oh, I need the baby to get vitamin D. Well, babies under 6 months, every doctor in the world says the same thing, which is keep them out of direct sunlight for the first 6 months. And that is because they're born with the correct amount of vitamin D for their system. And if they are vitamin D deficient, then there are drops that they take rather than getting a tan. And basically
exposure.
A tanned baby is a burned baby, because they're born with so little melatonin in their skin that they can't protect themselves. I'm getting my melatonin and my melanin.
Wow, that, well, I just learned a whole bunch on that. I mean, of course, with our clients, we're focused heavily on sleep. But I will tell you, when we're talking with clients, especially with newborns, and we are saying like daylight, because daylight helps the melatonin production establish and mature, we do always say, like, when we say daylight, we don't mean we want your baby like out in the sun. We want, like, just they're in a room with the lights, you know, curtains opened, like daylight. But that is a great thing, I think, for families that probably don't know that, to know that sun exposure can be really dangerous.
You know, if you're going on vacation and you've got children, you know, then they're going to maybe be in hotter environments than they're used to. Or even if you just live in a hot environment, you know, it's one of those things. We as adults are often used to these things, but children and young children, you know, I'm not a huge fan of like slathering their skin in like masses of sun cream if you can avoid it, just because of the toxins and things that are involved with that as well. So by putting them in shade. And with the versions for older children, you know, it blocks 80% of UV, so they can see out. So you're not putting them in complete darkness, you're just shading them. And it's also very good if they don't like wearing sunglasses, because it shades the stroller, but it doesn't like block all light. And it means that they can see out quite happily. While, you know, at the same time, they are actually getting full sun protection around the top, sides, etc., which is where the sun generally tends to come in, rather than actually on the full front.
Right. No, that makes great sense. And I think is something equally as important as them sleeping that parents are going to want to consider for sure. What would you say if a parent was thinking of getting one of these products, what would you say is definitely one they should consider getting?
Well, purchasing? I mean, again, it's different for every parent, because depends on what you use the most. So if you use the stroller more than the car seat, then I'd get the stroller. If you use the car seat more, use the car seat one. The pack and play, if you're going to be sharing a room with a baby, you know, it's great. It means you don't have to have the lights on. You can actually relax, watch TV, and baby will sleep. I mean, they're all designed for different purposes. There isn't one that does it all, I'm afraid, because you know, unfortunately, they all need to be, they all need to work for different things, and the different things are all sized differently.
Right. Yeah.
But what it does mean is, if you have one stroller, it will fit, you know, if you have five strollers, it will fit all your five strollers. So you don't have to buy different ones for different strollers. That's certainly a major plus. They're universal size, that if you're staying with friends and you need to borrow a stroller, then as long, you know, again, you can use it without worrying about that side of things.
Right. Well, and yeah, makes great sense. I'm super appreciative and grateful for all of the research and time that you have put into the thoughtfulness that you've put into creating this product. I'm very grateful for that, because it sounds like it is a very high quality product with a lot of thought going into it.
As I said, I design as a mum first and foremost. I'm also very lucky. I've been working with my manufacturer since I started the business 10 years ago. You know, the quality is incredibly high. We have like a 0.01% fault rate, which, considering it's a fabric product, is pretty amazing. And you know, everything that I use is like the zips. I mean, because the zips have to withstand the safety testing, the zips are like super strong. I have more straps on things than you would maybe normally see, but that's because rather than having long straps, which would be an entrapment or a strangulation hazard, I have more straps, short straps, and you can just use the ones you need. You don't necessarily need to use them all, but there are options which make it easy to do. The fabrics, every claim I make is scientifically tested. The air permeability has been tested. All the safety testing is done in independent laboratories. The only thing that I can't really scientifically test as such is the fact that it helps babies sleep. But seeing as I think we've probably sold like close to 250,000 units over the last 10 years, I'm pretty confident that I can say that it definitely helps babies sleep.
Right. Yes. Well, and I can tell you, because of what I do for a living, that is such a high priority for families. And I have had success myself with clients that I have recommended get this product. So I have seen directly that it can help for sure. My kids are too old to have used it. The darkened stroller was really important, especially for my second, because he had to be more out and about while I was taking care of my first.
Yeah, and I always say there's a reason why they use sleep deprivation as a method of torture. You know, and that is very, very true, because, you know, otherwise it's going without sleep is just hideous. I mean, I had, because of the condition I had when I was pregnant, I had the most horrendous sleep deprivation while I was pregnant. And I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. You know, it really is absolutely hideous.
It is horrific. Right. And it is a conversation, of course, I'm having with all of my clients, and something I am incredibly passionate about myself and on my own experience as a mother too, and struggling with our first daughter to sleep well. And it's such a, it is so harmful in like on every level, not just the obvious ones, you know, where you just feel tired and maybe a little emotional distraught.
I mean, I had postnatal depression, you know, I had all of that. It sounds like, you know, I think when you've been through it yourself, that's where you almost get this burning need to help other people. So that's obviously where you're coming from as well, is that sort of burning need to stop other people from having to go through what you went through.
Oh, there's no question. And similar to you, my daughter was born in 2006. And so it was at a time where there weren't a lot of programs out there to help with babies who didn't sleep well. There wasn't even necessarily a lot of conversation out there about, you know, your baby doesn't sleep well. Oh, well, too bad for you. And that was what I was getting told by my doctors, by, you know, family and friends. And I was trying to find things online to help books and sleep better. And I had a lot of failed attempts. And of course, what was happening during that whole process was my baby was not sleeping. Therefore, I was not sleeping. Therefore, my husband was not sleeping. Like nobody was sleeping.
No.
And
that's the problem.
You know, I always say like I had it was just awful. And I had like a delayed postpartum. And it was purely sleep deprivation that caused it 100%.
Yeah. Absolutely. I agree. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just so tough to kind of, you know, work your way through it.
Oh, it's really awful. Like there's nothing worse, honestly. And then when you have, you know, multiple days stacked up with your sleep debt growing, it affects you on every single level. And so many families that I work with don't even realize that when they're in the midst of it, like, they're just like, I'm really sorry. I forgot what you just said, or, yeah. You know, they'll say little things, or they'll get emotional on the phone with me or in our meetings. And I'm like, this is all because you're not sleeping. Like what you need to understand is like, these are all components of lack of sleep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which I just don't think people realize, cause it's not always talked about. So yes, it is sleep is so huge for sure. And so, yeah, and you with your product, it is sold worldwide. Is that correct?
Yeah. So I sell worldwide. I mean, I've actually stopped. I still sell in quite a lot of retailers in the UK, but now I just sell fundamentally on Amazon and via my own websites direct to customers. So I sell in Australia, I sell in the US, Canada, and then Amazon also fulfills internationally. So I've had people from Hong Kong, Singapore, etc., and you know, all over the globe buying via Amazon. Because my shipping would be too expensive, whereas Amazon have got, you know, quite decent rates. So it's literally, you know, anyone who needs it, it can be there if you need it.
Right, for sure. And so primary places to purchase your product are your website, yeah, and Amazon. And give us your website name again.
Well, I have the one for the US is snooshadeusa.com. And that one is has got free US shipping. Just services the US, and I have one for Canada, which is snooshade.ca. I have one for the UK, which is snooshade.com. We've created a code that gives 20% off, I believe, for all of your clients.
I saw that Sleepwell20, which I will put in the show notes here, as well as your websites. I'll put those in the show notes too, so people.
Yeah, so that's only for the website. That I can't give discounts on Amazon, unfortunately, but that is for the US website, SnoozeShadeUSA.com. So yeah, I mean, you know, that's a massive discount. So I hope that people find it helpful.
Absolutely. Yes, no, that is huge. And thank you so much for that. I greatly appreciate it, as do I know our followers will as well. And you're also fairly active on social media, is that right?
Oh, absolutely, yes. I mean, my business is actually run by me, and then I have a team of other mums as well. So Emma, who you've dealt with, and I've got Hannah, who helps me with social media. I've got Candice, who helps me on admin, etc. And then there's me. So I'm not always allowed to go on social media because sometimes I make a mess up. But it's usually me.
And they've got.
I do all the late night covering. So I'm the person who, because it's my business, I'm quite happy. It's like if someone messages in at 1 a.m. and I'm awake, I'll be like, oh yeah, I'll answer away, you know. But I'm not allowed so much during the day.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and I see that I follow you on Instagram, and I see that you guys are very active on there.
Absolutely.
And definitely.
We love chatting to people on social media. That's one of the things, you know, when you run your own business, as you probably know as well, you know, the thing that really helps me get up in the morning is like the customer feedback. And that's the great thing about social media is I get to see all these people and they're like using the products and they're really getting a lot out of it. And it just really, when I have a day where I just think, oh my God, I don't want to get out of bed today. You know, actually, I feel like heading for the duvet. And then I see a lovely new review or something like that. Or I see somebody on Instagram who's like celebrating that their baby's sleeping. I just go, yep, it's all worthwhile.
Absolutely. Yes. Well, we have the same motivation for sure. When we get, I had three messages woke up to this morning of clients whose baby slept through the night last night while they're working through my sleep plan with them. And of course, yeah, that's huge, huge motivation to keep going and know that this, there are people out there that need us.
Exactly. And that makes it a lot easier when you have.
For sure. It really it does. Yes. And being an entrepreneur is can be a lonely place sometimes. So the connection with the community really helps for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, Cara, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it. I learned a lot about your product. I actually learned a lot about the breathability on fabrics and also the sun too. So thank you for the. I'm a very fair skinned person. Big surprise. As I mentioned earlier, yes. My family is really Irish, and so I actually am just like uncomfortable in the sun for a long period of time. My skin just was like, get out. And so I am constantly covered, hats and everything on me. And I've got two children, one that is very fair skinned like me. And my husband has just a tiny little bit of Native American in him.
Wow.
And so he has very different skin and coloring than I do. However, I have this regular conversation with him that I feel like he is more vulnerable than I am because he never burns.
Right.
But that gives people like a full sense of confidence.
Well, it does. And actually, interestingly enough, people with darker skin are just as likely to get skin cancer as people with paler skin. And actually, the fact that you're not wearing any sun protection at all is not a good thing. I mean, I'm part Italian and part Irish, and I'm a person of two halves. So my face is very Irish, with much paler skin. I used to freckle, that sort of thing. And then the rest of me goes quite tanned quite quickly. And I'm the same as you. My face, I'm like, I always have a hat on. I keep my face out of the sun because I actually just don't like it. It makes me feel uncomfortable. But even now, as I'm getting older, I have like, you know, I just stay in the shade. I mean, when I go on holiday, I just sit under the umbrella all day. And even then, I know that the UV is bouncing around because it reflects off sand, it reflects off water, it reflects off concrete. So you still have to be careful, even if you're in the shade. So, you know, I've become a bit of a sun nerd as well. Well, as a sleep
right.
nerd.
Well, yeah, and it's so important, you know, nowadays with just the UV exposure in general, it is something you really do have to be a lot more thoughtful about. And obviously we know more than we did a while back we didn't have any sunscreen when we were children,
well, exactly.
ever, or any like concern about what you were what you were wearing while you were out in the sun to cover yourself. Yeah, there was no concern where I grew up either. I'm also a child of the 70s. And yeah, there was no concern whatsoever around any of that.
No.
So I do feel like I have some catch up to do around that as I age.
Exactly. I feel your pain.
Yes, for sure. Well, again, thank you so much for joining me today. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you for listening to this episode today. I hope you enjoyed it. I know I definitely learned a few things for sure, not just about the Snooze Shade, which I think is a really cool product, but also about sun safety and skincare and breathability and air permeability is different from breathability. All things that I know, I get asked if I recommend this product. Well, primarily just safety. And I'm so pleased to hear how much effort Kara has put into creating a safe product. As she mentioned during the episode, she has kindly gifted our audience a discount. So please take advantage of that 20% off discount. Just type in SleepWell20, all caps lock, SleepWell20, into your promo code when you go to snoozeshade.com or snoozeshadeusa.com. These promo codes are only to be used on her website, not on Amazon. But I hope if you need this product or someone you know does, you take advantage of this discount. Thanks so much for listening today. I'll be here next week with another new episode. Until then, sleep well.